Whisk Me Away, written by Sherry Morte and read by Eos Rose.
I'm starting to get kind of tired, Dean says.
Slurs, really. It's mostly one word. Sam huffs a laugh, his fingers working through Dean's hair.
You are allowed to stop, you know.
Not, is the reply.
Sam feels a big, wet mouth open against his stomach, lips attaching like a goddamn vacuum cleaner, sucking at his skin.
There's still some down here. Can't waste it. Some...
Sam waits a few seconds, shifting when Dean goes back to licking alcohol off of him, tongue swirling in his navel, and then Dean's head reappears, looking up at Sam with a hazy expression.
Hey, what was this stuff called again?
Brew,
Sam begins. His tongue tries to get ahead of him, and he spends the next 10 seconds stuttering out different interpretations of what the drink may or may not be called.
Itchuya, itchly dick, brew itchy boo, brew icy dick.
Heh.
Dean bites his shiny bottom lip.
You said icy dick.
Sam's dick twitches as if it heard Dean, starts to wake up not far from where Dean's mouth is playing with him, and he's pretty drunk, but there's no amount of whiskey that can stop him from wanting. He closes his eyes, tries to think non-dirty thoughts about his brother, who is way more fucked up than he is, and who Sam is, theoretically, not supposed to even be tempted to put his dick into. Not even when drunk. Not even when he looks like Dean and has spit on his big, shiny mouth and hair all mussed up from Sam's fingers in it and... None of that. None. Whatsoever. Bad Sam. Sam thinks. That's a very bad Sam. Dean's mouth trails down a little into the cut of his hip, and he whimpers. Sam is pretty sure there's something he's supposed to say right now. Like, stop, maybe? Dean, I'm your brother, and this is weird? His head is fuzzy, though. He can't quite remember the script.
Sammy, Dean says, why am I licking you?
Because the Scottish fairy gave us whiskey to thank us for saving her from,
Sam snorts, passes his hand over his face to try and pull himself together, but he still ends up giggling like a lunatic.
From that cat. Remember the cat? It was like a cotton ball, an angry cotton ball.
I remember the cat. I remember the fairy. I damn well remember the brew-heisy-dick whiskey.
Brewich, brewich-ladich, Sam corrects.
But how did it get all over you? It was in a bottle. Now it's not in a bottle. It's on you. It makes...
Dean pauses to lick.
No sense. You, said it was cold, Sam reminds him. And then you poured it on me because...
He swallows hard, tries to remind himself that Dean has no idea what he's doing or saying right now.
You said I was hot, and that I would make it less cold.
Dean's tongue licks one long stripe up Sam's chest, all the way to Sam's neck, where he's already sucked all the alcohol away. It feels more like sloppy kisses now, and Sam might actually die.
You are.
I'm what? Sam asks, holding his breath. I'm what, Dean?
There's too much, though,
his brother replies, pushing his nose against Sam's neck and taking that amazing mouth away.
There's too much of you, and a guy gets tired.
You can stop,
Sam says again. His chest hurts, and he tries to tell himself it's just because he drank too much. But God knows he outgrew excuses like that the summer his bones all stretched too far, made him look down at his brother he always looked up to.
Please stop.
Sammy wants me to stop?
Dean asks, laughing lightly as he lets his head loll against Sam's shoulder.
So grumpy.
He slaps Sam's cheek playfully.
Why are you so grumpy, Sammy?
Sam tries to push Dean away, but he's drunk too, so he ends up pulling his boneless brother on top of him instead. Dean pushes himself up on his hands, stares down at Sam.
You really are, though.
Dean, what am I?
Dean smiles, pushes some hair out of Sam's face.
Kind of insanely attractive. Did you know that?
Dean, Sam whispers.
I'm gonna kiss you now,
Dean says, but Sam catches him.
Don't, he says. It's not right. You're drunk, and I...
Sam,
Dean interrupts, putting a hand over Sam's mouth. Or, well, he misses. But Sam can tell it's his mouth Dean was aiming for, so Dean has made his point. And Sam's point, too, kind of.
Sam, Sam, Sammy, Sam, Sam.
What the hell, Dean?
Dean grins and touches his forehead to Sam's.
Shut up and kiss me.
Yeah, okay.
The end.